for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday morning, December 28th, 1986. Midwinter family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Father, it's a privilege that I come to bring these finances and offerings that you've given into my hand this morning from these thy people. Oh, God, thy mercy, thy mercy, thy mercy. Mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy. Lord, I thank you for the privilege that I have to stand here today and receive from the hands of these thy people that which they have freely given for the kingdom's sake. And then, Lord, I present it unto Jesus, who is our high priest, to be given as a sweet savor upon the altar before the throne unto you, our Father. Receive this thou, now thy, these offerings from these thy people. Lord, may it be a sweet savor unto thee from them. Then as I receive it back and become the priest over it, as I become the steward of these finances, I thank you for the privilege that you've given me, Lord. Years ago, Lord, I would have wondered about that. But today, I thank you for the privilege that you've given me, Lord, to be the steward and the priest of this place for this time. And Lord, give me wisdom. Give me discernment. Give me understanding in the disbursement of these finances. They will meet every need. For I bind them to the kingdom of the living God. These finances should be used for nothing but the necessities of life. And the furtherance of the kingdom of the living God. That no matter whose hands these finances go through, I bind them to the kingdom, that they can't be wasted. They'll be used for thy glory, for the furtherance of the kingdom. And Jesus will be declared Lord of lords and King of kings. And we shall crown him Lord of glory. First of our own hearts and lives, and then of the world and the universe. Father, that's our destiny. That's what you've called us to. Help us to be faithful in our calling. That each one of us shall walk the way that you've led us and are leading us. We shall be faithful in that way. That you may be a king of kings and Lord of lords of our lives. That we will be willing servants for thy glory. I ask you, thou Lord, thy blessing upon these thy people, upon their finances, upon their homes, upon their health. Lord, any needs in this congregation, any needs that have come in by phone, I ask you, Lord, to reach out by your Spirit and touch and move, bring healing and restoration. Father, we lift them up. We become intercessors in their behalf. We lift them up this morning before thee and ask that by thy Spirit you shall move, bring healing and restoration and deliverance, that you shall be glorified and magnified in your people, for thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Jesus is your name. Jesus is your name, and thou art worthy. Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, greatly to be praised, and I will to praise thee this day. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Brother Tommy Cook's going to come and minister the word of the Lord. Minister however he sees fit. After lunch, approximately 1 o'clock or thereabouts, we're not bound by the clock here, so it may be later than that. By the time lunch is over, why, there will be a ladies' meeting, and we fellows will gather here and have a time together, as we did yesterday. The ladies will meet with Irma here, and then they'll go upstairs over your head in one of the dormitories. And Brother Tommy Cook's going to come and minister where the Lord, and then minister however the Lord leads him. And then we have some special ministry at the end of the service this morning. Brother Tommy Cook.
Let's stand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Reach your hands out to us as we share this morning. Father, in Jesus' name, we just exalt you, Lord. We bless you and we praise you, Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy to us, Lord. Lord, your tender mercies that's been stretched out to us and given to us. God, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for this people. We thank you for the Word of God, Lord. We thank you. for ministering to us today by the power of the Holy Spirit. Give us enlightenment, Lord, and help us speak only that which you'd have us to say, Lord. Quicken us by the Holy Ghost, Lord. Give us understanding, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We love you and we appreciate you, Lord. We bless your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I really appreciated those songs Sister Cook sang this morning, didn't you? You know, truly, we are God's sanctuary. We are God's habitation. We are God's tabernacle, His house, His building, His abode, His dwelling place. And I believe that He's doing a work in us, don't you? Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's turn in the Scripture today to some things that the Lord has put on our hearts as God will direct us here. I believe we're in a warfare in many ways. Praise the Lord. But I want us to turn today, first of all, let's turn to the book of Isaiah 66. And we'll start there this morning. Isaiah chapter 66. You know, when there is a travail, it's because there is a conception or a pregnancy in the natural. But we're not just dealing with the natural today, we're dealing with the realm of the spirit. And I believe there is a people in travail, and yet I believe there's a lot of people that's not in travail. But where there is a travail, there is a conception. Where there's a conception, there's a seed. Where there's a seed, Jesus said the seed was the Word of God, and the Word of God brings forth faith, and faith brings forth vision. Without a vision, the people will what? Perish, or actually they're made naked. And where there is a vision, there is hope, and where there is hope, there is always travail. Now in Isaiah 66, here the Lord said something to us. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Now I believe that verse may refer to Mary in the New Testament. And we know that Mary had a man-child. His name is Jesus. Amen? Then he said, who hath heard such a thing, who hath seen such things, shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day, or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travail, notice, she, the church, brought forth what? Her children. She brought forth her children. Now turn back to the New Testament, to the book of Luke, the book of Luke. In the New Testament. How many know that there were seven barren women in the Scriptures? You know that? I'll tell you who they are. They were Sarah, Rachel, Rebecca, the mother of Samson, which we don't know her name, Hannah, Elizabeth, and the church. Now, in Luke chapter... let's see here. Chapter 1. Luke 1, verse 41. Notice the scripture. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, Mary, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Well, the fruit, of course, was Jesus. Amen? Now, the angel spoke the word that she would have a child. Mary believed the word of the angel. Elizabeth confirmed the word, and God performed the word. Hallelujah. Amen? And so we see, blessed is the fruit of thy womb. That was Jesus. Now turn to Romans 7. Romans 7 in the New Testament. One verse. Verse 4. Wherefore, my brethren, you also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that you should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we, that you and I, should bring forth fruit unto God. Hallelujah. God is after fruit. Now, I've said this here before, I want to say it again. When you come to the Lord, you became a bud. The life of the Father came into you. But from a bud, you go to a blossom. And we know we receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost, the explosive power of God. And it causes you to bloom. Amen? But don't quit there. God's after fruit. Amen? I said God's after fruit.
Amen.
In you and in me. Praise the Lord. Now, turn to another scripture. Let's turn to the Old Testament. Back to Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah 27 first. Isaiah 27. We're talking about the day of the Lord. Look in verse 1. It said, in that day, in the day of the Lord, with his sore and great strong sword, he shall punish Leviathan, the piercing serpent. And notice, even Leviathan, that crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that's in the sea. The sea speaks of what? Humanity, the nations. And God said he's going to smite this crooked serpent, this piercing serpent, by a strong sword. And I believe that strong sword is going to be in a people. Now, look in verse 6. He shall cause them that come of Jacob, I believe that's natural, Israel, to take root. Israel, and I say Israel here is the church, shall what? Blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with what?
Fruit.
When's this going to happen? Verse 13, it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which are ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and the outcast in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount of Jerusalem. If you got a marginal reference, that trumpet is referred to Matthew 24 and Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, the seventh trumpet. How many know the seven trumpets blowing in Revelation? Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Seven messages that God is allowing to come forth to perfect us and to bring us to the place where we should be in Him. All right, now, turn also to another scripture. Turn to Isaiah chapter 37. Isaiah 37. Now, there's not going to be much happening in our life unless we are prayer warriors. I don't care if we're a minister or not a minister. Whatever God's called us to be, we're not going to accomplish anything unless we pray. Hallelujah. I believe God's calling of people to prayer at this hour, don't you? And in Isaiah 37, verse 3, notice what he said, the last part. He said, for the children are come to the birth. The children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. It's going to take intercession. It's going to take prayer to bring forth the children, amen? To bring forth this mighty move of God and revival that's coming, it's going to take men and women praying and fasting and crying out to God. You see, it's the desire of man to have revival when he begins to cry out to God. It's the delight of God to send revival, but it's the very dread of hell. Hallelujah. But we must desire it. And we must seek the Lord if we're going to see it, amen? Hallelujah. So he says here, the children have come to the birth, but there's not strength to bring forth. Hallelujah. Turn to another scripture in Deuteronomy a minute. Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28, 38, I believe it is. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28, 38. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field. I mean, oh, the field's ready for harvest. And there's a lot of preaching going on, especially here in this country, as well as around the world. The seed, of course, to me, spiritually speaking, of the Word of God. And thou shalt gather but what? Little in. For the locusts or the demons or the enemy shall consume it. I mean, oh, the devil can steal it from people's hearts. Yes, Jesus talked about that. But here he said, thou shalt carry the seed in the field, but you'll gather little in. Why? Because there's no prayer behind the Word. It's not enough to get up here and preach and teach. It's got to take prayer, amen. It's got to take fasting to bring forth the fruit that God wants in this meeting. Isn't that right? And in your life and in my life. Praise the Lord. And I appreciate the people praying in this meeting because there's a lot of people praying. Now turn with me. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 12. Hallelujah. Zion's going to travail, isn't she, brethren? Amen. Verse 1, there appeared a great sign or wonder in heaven. Notice it's a heavenly scene. It's a heavenly scene, and this woman I believe we're talking about is the church. A woman clothed with the sun, the glory of God is covering her. The moon is under her feet. She has dominion and authority, and upon her head was a crown of 12 stars. 12 is a number of government, and there were 12 apostles. And I believe in the last church, this great move of God, there's going to be apostolic authority within her. There's going to be the government of God, not man's government. We've seen enough of that. But God has a government. God's going to bring His government into the church. Amen? She, being with child, what? Cried and travailing in birth and in pain to be delivered. How many know not everybody in the church is travailing? Not everybody's in pain. Amen? Not everybody's crying out, but there are those that are hearing from the Holy Spirit. Amen. And they are ministering unto the Lord. And there appeared another sign or wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. How many know stars are fallen? Ministries are fallen. People of God are fallen. Amen. Why? Because there's not enough prayer in many. Hallelujah. How many know the higher you go, the more the enemy you're going to meet? Amen. The higher you go, the battle gets thicker and heavier. And that's why we need one another. That's why we should pray and stand with each other. Amen? Every one of us have blind spots. I don't care who we are. We can be the greatest preacher there is, but we have blind spots. There are areas we can't see. We need our brethren to see for us and help us in certain areas. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. And notice here he said, this dragon standing before the woman and was ready to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth what? A male son, a man child, who was to rule, shepherd all the nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and to his throne. Praise God. But it's going to take travail. It's going to take crying out. It's going to take intercession to bring forth this man-child people. Praise the Lord. Now turn back to Micah. Micah chapter 5. Micah chapter 5. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't like to stand up there. I think I'll get down here. Hallelujah. Micah chapter 5 for a few minutes anyway. Look in verse 3. Therefore will he, God, give them up, natural Israel, until the time. I mean, oh, God hadn't forgotten natural Israel either. Until the time that she, the church, which travaileth, hath brought forth. Now think about that. God has given natural Israel up until the time that she, the church, must travail. Hallelujah. I believe as we see the travail coming into the church, we know it's God's time again to visit natural Israel. Hallelujah. That she which travaileth hath brought forth, then the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel. Now God has a remnant. Go back to chapter 4 of Micah. Hallelujah. In verse 6. God said, in that day, saith the Lord, will I assemble her, or gather her. So to assemble or to gather means something's been scattered. Isn't that right? And God's going to assemble. God's going to gather her, not him, her. Church. That halteth. I mean, to halt, you come to a stop. You got to look. You got to listen. My train may be coming down the road. The railroad track. Car may be coming down the road. And so he said here, I will gather her that is driven out. How many believe God's got a driver's license? Amen. How many know he knows the right thing will get you to moving? That's right. It may be some hornets. That's right. And if there's not a door, you'll make one when they come at you. Amen?
Amen?
But he said, I'm going to make her that halted a remnant. But back in verse 6, though, he said, I'm going to assemble her that halteth, and I will gather her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted. So God is going to bring you and I to a place where we're going to look, stop, look, and listen, where we're going to be driven out of those things that we're in into what God has for us. How? By affliction. None of us like affliction. Amen? And afflictions are real. And I will make her that halted, that one that's come to a stop, a remnant. A remnant. And we know a remnant is not a quality item for sale. It's material that's left over. It's odd shaped. God's got some odd shaped people, doesn't he? Not everybody's breaking the door down of TGNY and wanting the remnants. Amen? Hallelujah. But it's odd shape. It's not the most popular item in the store. Now, what do you do with a remnant? It restores that which has been torn. I mean, all those people in church been ripped asunder and torn and hurt. Isaiah talks about the repair of the breach. God is in this hour restoring things to the people of God, isn't it? I mean, the locust, the cankerworm, the pommerworm has come in and consumed and destroyed. And God wants to restore that which they've taken away. Amen? Amen? And so here he said, I will make her in verse 7 that halted a remnant, and her that was cast far off, a strong nation. A strong nation. It's going to be a strong people because the strong one is in us. Amen? And the Lord shall reign, hallelujah, over them. I believe it's in Luke 19 they said, we don't want this man to rule or reign over us. But the remnant he's raising up, God is going to reign over them. Amen? And we want God to reign in your life. Amen? He said, I will reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth, even forever. And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come, even the first dominion. And you know, he's first fruits. He's firstborn. He's raising up a firstborn people, a first fruit people in the earth. And here he calls them the first dominion. Hallelujah. The kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. Now, why dost thou cry out aloud? Is there no king in thee? Is thy counselor perished? For pains have taken thee as a woman in travail. So there's a woman. There's a woman in travail. And it's the church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We need to travail before our God. Amen? Amen. Now, so we can see that God is bringing forth a people that's in travail. Now, I'm going to go to Chronicles, and I want to say this. To not seek the Lord, not seeking the Lord is equivalent to forsaking the Lord. Now, let's look at it in Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 15. 2 Chronicles 15. And it said in verse 2, down in the middle of verse 2, while you be with him, hallelujah, and if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, I mean, know what happens? He will forsake you and me. And there was no teaching priest in verse 3. That's quite a message in itself. Verse 4. But when they in their trouble did turn to the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. God can be found if you seek him with all your heart. Do you know that? Hallelujah. Turn back a minute over to Isaiah again. I've got that book on my mind today. Isaiah 26. Hallelujah. How many know trouble's coming? Yeah. Daniel 12 said there's coming a time of trouble the world has not known. Jesus called it tribulation. And at that time, Daniel said, Michael shall stand up
and thy people shall be what? Delivered. Jacob said, Jeremiah said it was the time of Jacob's trouble and that the people would be saved. The word saved and the word delivered both means to be preserved. God is going to preserve a people. And you know, when you preserve food, it takes a lot of water. It takes a hot jar. Amen? Yeah. And you got to seal something in and something out. Hallelujah. Anybody want to be a hot jar? It takes a lot of water. It takes the Word of God to change us. We're going to be sealed because of our obedience to the Word of God, brethren. Amen. In Isaiah 26, it says here in verse 17, as a woman of child that draws near the time of her delivery is in pain and cries out in her pain, so have we been in thy sight, O Lord. We have been with child, we have been in pain, we have, as it is, we're brought forth, have brought forth wind. Let me know that's hot air. God don't want hot air. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead men shall live together with my dead body shall they arise. There's a resurrection. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Now verse 20, come, my people. God said, my people. Enter thou into thy chamber, shut thy doors about thee, and hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. How many know tribulation's coming? The day of the Lord's coming. And God's telling us to hide ourselves for a little while. For behold, the Lord's going to come out of His place. Amen? To punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth shall also disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. Turn to Zephaniah 2 just a minute. Zephaniah 2. And let's see what God says. How many know Revelation says, who can stand in the day of the Lord? Well, it's those that's going to be praying. It's those that's going to be sealed. I don't believe you can be sealed without being an intercessor, do you? Huh? How many know overcomers are sons? Will be sons. They'll be sealed. Because they seek God. Zephaniah 2. Gather yourselves together. Here's a command, not an option. Yea, gather together, O nation not desired. That's that strong nation that Micah talks about and the holy nation that Peter talks about. Verse 2. Before the decree bring forth and before the day pass as the chaff and before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you, seek ye the Lord. All you the meek of the earth which have wrought his judgment, seek righteousness. How many know that's Jesus? That's the kingdom. Seek meekness. It may be you shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. God's anger is coming upon the world. God's wrath is coming upon the world. Amen? Now turn back just a minute to Ezekiel. Hallelujah. Ezekiel. Look in chapter 7, verse 19. The day of God's anger is coming. I want to show you what's going to happen in that day. God, just quicken this to me. It goes with what Brother Thompson was saying last night. Ezekiel 7:19. Money must not be our God. You cannot serve God and money. Mammon. Now, chapter 7, verse 19. They shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be removed. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. Now turn to Zephaniah again. We just were there, wasn't we? All right. Zephaniah chapter 1. We're dealing with the day of the Lord. How many believe it's coming? The day of the Lord. In chapter 1, look at verse 14 through 18. It said, the great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hasteth greatly. Even the voice. I mean, that speaks of the trumpet. Of the day of the Lord, the mighty man shall cry what? Bitterly. Job said at midnight. Job said at midnight, in a moment. He said that the mighty shall be taken away. Now God says to us, in a moment we'll be changed. In the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, not the first one. Amen? And here in Job, he says that the mighty shall be taken at midnight. And yet he said here in verse 14, the mighty man shall cry there bitterly. Verse 15, that day is a day of wrath, of trouble, distress, wasteness, desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. But I want to show the positive in just a second. A day of the trumpet and the alarm against the fenced cities and against what? That speaks of pride, first of all, in men, but it can speak of the high towers in our cities. Many are going to fall. The buildings. Amen? Because of destruction. And I will bring distress upon all men, that they shall walk like blind men because they sinned against the Lord, and their blood shall be poured out as the dust, and their flesh as the dung. Verse 18, neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them when? The day of the Lord's wrath, but the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. He shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land. Amen? That's the day of the Lord. Now, turn to Joel. Sister Miller was there yesterday. Let's look at a couple of positive scriptures here now. First chapter 2, verse 1, blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord comes. It is nigh at hand. It's a day of darkness, gloominess, and clouds, and thick darkness. But he said also, as the morning, I believe it's going to be dark to those that's not prepared. But it's also going to be as the morning spread upon the mountains. Turn to Isaiah chapter 2. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Chapter 2 of Isaiah. Verse 2. It shall come to pass in the last days that the what? Mountain of the Lord's house shall be established, prepared in the top of the mountains. Now Joel said what? The morning spread upon the mountains. Amen? And Isaiah said the church shall be exalted above the hills and the nations shall flow into it. Praise God. I believe it's going to be dark and gloomy for those that's not prepared. But God said we're the sons of light. Not the sons of darkness. Amen? But how many know you got to walk in the light as he is the light? Praise the Lord. All right, so what am I saying today? I'm saying that if we do not seek God, it's equivalent of forsaking God. Now let's go back to Chronicles. 2 Chronicles 24. 2 Chronicles chapter 24 in the Word of God. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 24:20, down in the middle of verse 20, thus saith God, why transgress ye the commandments of the Lord, that you cannot what? Prosper, because you have forsaken the Lord, he hath also forsaken you. Why don't some people prosper in God? Because they're not seeking God. Amen? And he said, you cannot prosper because you have forsaken him, the Lord. He will also forsake you and I. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Turn to Psalms 9. We're coming back to Chronicles. Psalms 9. Glory to God. Psalms chapter 9, verse 9. 9-9 of Psalms. God says to us in chapter 9, verse 9, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. a refuge for in time. And they that know thy name, the nature of God, the authority and character of God, will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? To know the Lord, to trust the Lord in the Lord, and to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. He will not forsake those that seek him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, go to 1 Chronicles 28. Verse 9, David is speaking to Solomon, his son, who built the temple. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts. How many believe he's doing that today? He's searching your heart. He's searching my heart. He knows those who have a perfect heart. He knows those who have a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the imaginations. I wouldn't want to tell people mine sometime. How about you? But he understands all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But Solomon, if you forsake him, he'll cast thee off forever. Hallelujah. How many of that's strong? We cannot live the way we want to live, brethren. We must serve God with a perfect heart and a willing heart. Look in, chapter 2 Chronicles 16. 2 Chronicles 16. Hallelujah. All right, let's see here. Verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. God's seeking out, God's searching out a people whose heart is after him. Amen. Now look in verse 12. And Asa in the 30th and 9th year of his reign was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceedingly great. Yet in his disease, I mean, a lot of people just give up when they get sick. Yet in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. Now we're not against doctors. But how many know we need to seek the Lord first? Amen. Amen? Praise God. So he sought not the Lord, but to the physicians. Praise the Lord. Now, turn back to 2 Chronicles 26, I believe it is. Here's a man named Uzziah, began to reign at a young age, 16 years of age, and reigned 52 years. And look in verse 5 what it said, and he sought God. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. You know, you can't separate prayer from visions, can you? I mean, old Cornelius was praying. He wasn't even saved, and he saw an angel come in. Peter on the housetop was praying, and a sheet came down, and God was showing him things. Amen? And while Paul was praying in the temple once, he saw Jesus. So you can't separate visions from prayer. But it says, as he sought God in the days of Zechariah, he had understanding in visions of God. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Turn it around. When you quit seeking God, you're not going to prosper, especially spiritually. Amen. Hallelujah. So I believe we have a responsibility, don't you? Look in chapter 32, I believe it is. Chapter 31. 2 Chronicles 31, 30 and 30. No, 2 Chronicles 31, verse 20 and 21. And thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judah, and wrought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, and in the law, and in the commandments, to what? Seek his God, his heart, and prosper. Oh, glory to God. I'll tell you, brethren, I like to be around intercessors. How about you? I heard of a lady who was healed one time of a condition, heart condition. She wasn't seeking man, but she was seeking God, crying out to God. And God said to her, you'll be healed tonight because I have a choice saint in London, England, going on duty. He's going to pray for you in the spirit. She was healed that night by the power of God. Hallelujah. I believe in that, don't you? I believe in that. Praise the Lord. I believe that God is able to set us free. Praise the Lord. Now, let's see what Jesus said about this. Look in Matthew 24, verse 15. And brethren, I do believe tribulation's coming. I preach tribulation hard. That's why I went through a lot of it. I mean, you can't preach it unless you go through it. And I don't mean to magnify tribulation. But I know that we're living in the hour that is coming. Amen? But in chapter 25, and I thank God for the grace of God that's going to be with the people in tribulation. But in Matthew 24, 15, now here's quite a message in this verse. I won't go into very much of it. But he said, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in what? The holy place. Now, I just want to get in there. It just takes too long. But he said, Jesus is quoting Daniel, the prophet here. The prophet, Jesus, is quoting the prophet Daniel. And he said he'd stand in the holy place. Whoso reads, let him what? Understand. I want to, first of all, tell you, I believe the man of sin is coming out there in the natural. But I believe he's also in the church. Because he said the holy place. And the holy place can speak of the soul of man. And how many know that in the imaginations and in the carnal reasoning of man, he's there in the church. Because most churches are run by the carnal mind and not by the spiritual mind. Amen. He's already there. But I believe that he's coming out there. I want you to know that. I believe there's a man coming. I believe there's going to be a ringleader, so to speak, coming in the natural. But I don't talk so much about that because God has dealt with me so much about the one in the soul that's in the church. But I believe in it. Now, next verse. Let them which be in what? Judea flee into the mountains. Now, how many know that Judea represents low ground? I'm not saying that this won't happen in Judea, because I believe there will be a lot of things happening in Palestine, don't you? As well as in every nation. In fact, I believe God has a remnant of every nation coming forth in this hour. He said, let them which be in Judea flee to the mountains. But there's a reason you just can't take this to the natural. Verse 17, let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. And we know we're all wrapped up in things and we want to protect our things. Amen? Oh, yes. But how many know Peter was on the housetop? Again, Jesus said, that which you hear in your ear, preach it where? On the housetop. And he said, if you're on the housetop. That's not high as a mountain. That's just so high. He said, don't come back down. How many know when you quit praying, you start coming down? Old pastor of mine, the Assemblies of God, years ago, had a vision, 2.5 hour vision, hands raised all this time in the air, and saw a vision on intercessory prayer. He saw when God's people were praying, they were going up, and when they quit praying, they started coming down. That was just part of it. And I believe that. And Jesus said, if you're on the housetop, don't come down and take anything out of your house. Neither let them which is in the field return back to take his old covering, his old clothes. And woe to them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. How many know, you ladies that carry children, you know what that means in the natural. Amen? It's hard, you know. He said here, those that are with child and to them that give suck in those days, he said, woe to them. How many know a child takes life from the mother. Amen? Especially little babies. Isn't that right? I mean, all those things that take life out of you and me, we've got to cut the cords. It's going to keep you from going up. If there's something keeping you from ascending in God, you've got to cut the cords. I'm not telling you you're not to pour yourself out to others. I'm not telling you not to help others.
But if there are those things holding us down and keeping us from going up, you've got to deal with it. Amen?
But pray you that your flight be not when. But what did he say? Pray. Pray that your flight be not in the winter, because wintertime it's hard to travel. We're restricted in winter. And I'm not just talking about winter out there. I'm talking about winter in you and me.
That's right.
In your soul. Although we know in the natural, it's hard to travel in the natural. He said, pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on what? The Sabbath day. And on Sabbath, they could just travel a mile or so. Restricted. I mean, you know, when you begin to grow in God, there are those that want to restrict you.
Right.
Amen? Hallelujah. For then shall be what? Great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Those were the words of Jesus. I'd rather believe his words than most theologians. Luke 21. Hallelujah. You know, how many's ever come up on the old school where you had all kind of charts you went by? Dispensation, you know. I mean, no, you have to throw all those away, really. It's going to be God's way. Amen? Hallelujah. Luke 21:34. Well, let's go back to verse 27. Let's go back to verse 25. There shall be signs in the sun, the moon, the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations. I mean, we're there. No exit, no way out. God's bringing man to his wit's end. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? With perplexity, the sea, that's the nations, as well as, you know, the natural waters, and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. I believe their demonic powers are being shaken too. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With power and great glory. I believe he's coming bodily. He's coming personally. He's coming visibly. He's coming literally. He's coming, hallelujah, visibly. Amen? As he comes in a people. I wrote this in my Bible. I like to tell it wherever I go because I believe it. I'm going to tell you today. Hallelujah. He's coming in the saints. He's coming with the saints, those that are with him. He's coming in clouds. He's coming with the clouds. He's coming in fire. He's coming with fire. He's coming. Hallelujah. And it said here, then they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things began to come to pass, what did he say? Hide in the cave?
No.
Look up. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Hallelujah. Yes. How many know the King of Glory wants to come in?
Amen.
Be you lifted up, you everlasting doors, because he's going to come in. Now, that's not what he said here. Lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Body redemption. Now, verse 31. So likewise, when you see these things come to pass. How many know you can't see these things come to pass unless you're living on the earth? Isn't that right? Now he said, when you begin to see, now he says, when you see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God nigh at hand. Amen? A lot we say about the kingdom. Now notice verse 34. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts, here's a warning, be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare, a trap, shall it come on all them. How many know Revelation talks about the temptation coming on all the world? For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell, where? Face of the earth. Verse 36, what are we going to do, brethren? Watch ye therefore, and pray once in a while, always, that you may be counted worthy. You'll not be counted worthy except you watch and pray to escape all these things.
Amen.
That shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. How many know God can protect us wherever we are?
Yes, that's right.
He can keep us in the midst of anything. Yes. Amen? I believe God's telling us today we need to pray.
Yes.
We need to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to give you one scripture in closing. I want us to turn to Ezekiel 9. Ezekiel chapter 9. This is Brother Glenn's, one of his favorite scriptures. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 9. Here's a people being sealed. He cried in mine ears with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, six men came from the higher gate. Six is the number of men. That's where it's coming from, destruction. Which lies towards the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand, and one man. How many know God's raising a man up? One man among them, a many-membered man, was clothed with linen. That's the overcomer's clothing. With a rider's inkhorn by his side, and they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. Something's about ready to be judged and dealt with. I mean, no judgment starting in the house of God with you and I. And the glory of the God of Israel was gone up from the cherub whereupon he was to the threshing hole of the house. And he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the rider's inkhorn by his side. And the Lord said to him, go through the midst of the city. Now, that was the natural city. I mean, over spiritual Jerusalem today. Through the midst of what? Jerusalem. And set a mark upon the foreheads. I mean, oh, when you deal with outer court, holy place, and holy of holies, I mean, Jerusalem's the soul realm also. Set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. And to the, that's the intercessors. And to the others he said in mine hearing, go you after him through the city. Smite, let not your eyes spare, neither have you pity. Say utterly, old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Amen. So there's a people that's going to be sealed. God's overcomers, as I said, are sons. They will be sealed. Because they seek God. And if we seek him with all of our heart, he's going to be found. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us of our slackness, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, of our lethargy, God. Too busy to pray and to seek our God as we should. Forgive us, Lord. We ask forgiveness and a cleansing by the precious blood. Forgive us of our iniquity, Lord, our transgression against thee, O God, by not praying and seeking the face of Almighty God. Dear God, cleanse each one of us today. Hallelujah. Charge us, Lord. Stir us, O God, not just for this convention, but God, in the days ahead. God, move us to prayer. Move upon us, Holy Spirit. Use us for your kingdom, God. Make us a blessing, God. Anoint us, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee. Know that my goodness is within thee. Know that my love is within thee, but I chasten thee, my people. I chasten those that desire me. I chasten those that love me. Yea, I chasten thee, saith the Lord, but know that I reach out to thee. My arms are stretched out to thee. Yea, my goodness does pass by you as it did Moses of old. Yea, for my eye is upon thee, my ear is open to your cry. So cry out unto thy God, and thy God shall hear, thy God shall spare, and thy God shall be glorified, for I'm in the midst of thee this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise our God. Let's praise our God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. If God's got given you a word, now obey the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yet be not destroyed, my people, for I have called you. to this day and to this time. For I have called you to a high calling, and it is not too hard for me.
Hallelujah.
You have heard the mature words these days, but they are for you for this time for growth. And I do love you, my people. I covet you and desire you. I say, yea, you are the apple of my eye.
Yes.
Come unto me that I may minister unto thee. Come unto me that I may purify you. I invite you to come into the fire of affliction, the purifying fire, that yea, I might have a holy people this day to walk in this earth and to declare my word and to bring forth the kingdom.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Anybody else? Anybody else has a word? Obey God. By the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. I want Regina and her family to come. We're going to pray over them this morning and anoint them with oil. And I like Brother Tromley. And is Brother Thompson back there? And the Moody's and Bill and Brother Sister Miller, and let's pray over this family today. And I think there's another couple. Where's your oil at, Brother Wynn? Okay. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, brethren. Let's anoint them this morning and pray over them. Brother Thompson. Praise the Lord, brother. Let's just anoint each one here with the oil of God. Go ahead.
Who's missing here all this way?
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
You going to stand in for him? Come here and stand in for the husband of this
family. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Oh, yes. Amen. Let's anoint them, and then we'll pray over them. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just anoint them today with your oil, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Let's pray over them now, brother. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch them today, Lord. Touch this beautiful family, Lord. God, use them for the glory of God. Mighty God, rise within them. We claim, Lord, those others, Lord. We claim the Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, reach out to our brother. Reach out to him, Lord, today in a mighty way and redeem him, Lord. Hallelujah. Do a mighty work in him, Lord God. Touch him afresh and anew, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, minister to him, Lord. By the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Reach out to him, God, today. Hallelujah. Let your work be done. Let your work be done, Lord. Within him, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen. She with her family too? Oh, okay. Yes, Lord. Touch her today, Lord. Touch the wife, Father. Oh, mighty God. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Reach out to her today, Lord. Minister life to her, Lord. Liberate in the Holy Ghost. And quicken her now, Lord Jesus. And bring her through, Father, the situation. God in heaven, touch the children. Touch the children in a mighty way, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, God. Your overshadowing hand over her and protect her in that, this time, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Anybody gets a word, obey God. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. Yes.
The word of the Lord would come to his people.
Uh-huh.
That you might see the integrity of that word as it comes to pass.
Yes.
For the word declares that because one mother without a husband would walk with her, dared to stand upon the integrity of that word, he had brought forth this which you see, and this is only the first seed that was planted, saith the Lord.
Amen.
It's written, no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Oh, yes.
Now it does not require the faith of the person.
Man.
For did not the Lord look at four men who brought an unsaved, paralyzed companion?
Mm-hmm.
And when the Lord saw their faith, he forgave the man, healed him,
yes,
and made it whole.
Yes.
Therefore, you can speak to that unsaved husband.
Man.
You can speak to those family members that are not in. And because you have sanctified yourself to the Lord,
man,
the word which is in you is a holy thing, and it will accomplish that which the Lord said.
Hallelujah.
Just don't be discouraged, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know not my time.
Mm-hmm.
I have no beginning,
mm-hmm,
and the Lord says, I have no ending.
Yes.
You have both. I'll do it. I give you my word.
Oh, hallelujah.
Because it's a covenant that's been sealed in the blood of the Son of God.
Mm.
And if I, God, have given that word, I'll have to destroy myself,
mm,
to dishonor it or break it.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm God, I can't do it. Therefore, it shall come to pass. But the Lord has said, hearten your hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Hearken your hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And see what one mother did.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, my God. Thank you, my God. Thank you. We got one more fan. Do you have one
the
more?
Lord, the Lord bless you. As your testimony goes forth, that
amen,
men will know that Jesus lives because he lives,
amen,
in your hearts.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
By your testimony. Amen.
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 In another couple of years.
Well, Bill and Ofa Davis, come up here, please. Stay here. Early.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good.
That's right.
I think today is their wedding anniversary. Or
yeah. Praise the Lord.
But there's more to it than that. I don't know if Bill can talk or not, but he ought to say a word here before we pray.
I'll try. We've decided whether we want this to be our first wedding anniversary or our 28th.
Man.
I gave up 3 years ago my ways of living. The young man who came up and testified yesterday, I know exactly how he felt. I tried corporate living, high living. It didn't work. I lost my wife. Waited for 3 years, and I tried, and I accomplished something, the hardest thing I ever done in my life. Give up the carnal ways of life, gave up the things, the material things in life, and I was trying to live for God, and I did. I overcome that, and I'm living for God, and 3 years later, well, which was 1 year ago today, God brought us back together.
Hallelujah.
And it started right here at Lake Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
And I,
yeah,
praise God for places like this.
Amen.
Brother Glenn and Sister Irma.
Yes.
For bringing people to the realization that carnal ways are not the best. Living for God is. I realize that now. And if I could be a living testimony to that, I'm certainly going to do it. And I'm going to dedicate our lives. We have four children, and I appreciate... And four grandchildren. And we were deciding whether we wanted this to our first or our 28th. But I'm going to say the first because this is our new marriage. And it was the beginning of a new marriage, right? And it was God who brought us back together. And I just thank God for Lake Hamilton and God for making it possible to wake a fool like me up. Because I wasn't going to let go, and there's still a lot of things that I've got to let go. But like they said this morning, when you get used to living by procedures and being programmed every day as to your everyday activities and letting the material things go, I just thank God for giving me that power to do that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, it's a privilege.
Amen.
Hear your testimony to know. But, we look and we see this way, we see that way, we say, if it were just them only, the whole thing would be worthwhile.
Amen.
Then as we look, they're just a few of the multitude that the Lord is touching.
Amen.
Through the lives of the ministries that Lord brings here, and then the ministries travel here and there. And they're not bound, or we're not bound, or you're not bound to this place. This is a stepping stone for many, but there's many stepping stones besides him. This is a stepping stone. I appreciate the privilege of being part of these testimonies. Amen. I praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 He also needs a healing in his foot and leg. We need to, which one is your right leg or left leg? Okay. Let's pray over them today, brother. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, mighty God, touch them today, Father. Oh, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Touch this man, Lord. We curse that condition in his foot and leg, Lord. We ask the power of the Holy Ghost to God go into that leg and heal and deliver him, Lord. Touch her today, Lord, in a mighty way, Lord. Oh, God, minister life to their marriage, Lord. Minister life to their hearts. Minister to them, Jesus. Quicken them. God, quicken them by the Holy Spirit within, Lord. Do a mighty work in them, God. We bless you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Thank you. I'm blessed, brother. Hallelujah.
This young lady needs some prayer for her back.
Amen.
Unbearable. I couldn't sit through the service.
Bless her heart. Lord, Father, just touch her today. In the name.
You foul spirit of arthritis, I curse you in the name of the Lord.
Take your hands off her back and her legs and her arms.
Listen.
Dear God, in the name of Jesus, we bind the power of darkness. We ask the Holy Spirit to flow into this body. Oh, yes, let life, let healing, let strength, let come into her, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes.
You spirit of pain, I curse you in Jesus'
name. Of Jesus.
Listen.
Amen.
Break your dominion over in Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Now, I know that there are many here who would like prayer and such as this, as we've just done. You can impart that to your family and to your life the same, in the same way. In fact, we'll do that. Father, we impart these prayers that have been for these to all those present and those who shall ever hear this tape. We impart that, Lord, that thy spirit shall flow and move in their hearts and their lives just as it has here this morning. We thank you, Lord, that your word is not bound by time or by place or by space or whatever. It is not bound, but it's endless without end. Father, we impart this word unto all those present or all whosoever hear it upon a tape. And we thank you, Lord, that it shall go forth with power and authority and dominion in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it. Amen. Praise you, Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.